Atrin discusses communication involving religious beliefs as a case in point. In one set of experiments, he asked religious people to write down on a piece of paper the meanings of the Ten Commandments. Despite the subject's own expectations of consensus, interpretations of the commandments showed wide ranges of variation, with little evidence of consensus. In another experiment, subjects with autism and subjects without autism interpreted ideological and religious sayings, for example, let a thousand flowers bloom, or to everything there is a season. People with autism showed a significant tendency to closely paraphrase and repeat content from the original statement, for example, don't cut flowers before they bloom. Controls tended to infer a wider range of cultural meanings with little replicated content, for example, go with the flow, or everyone should have equal opportunity. Only the subjects with autism who lack the degree of inferential capacity normally associated with aspects of theory of MEM came close to functioning as MEM machines. 42 In his book The Robot's Rebellion, Stanovich uses the MEMS and MEMplex concepts to describe a program of cognitive reform that he refers to as a rebellion. Specifically, Stanovich argues that the use of MEMS as a descriptor for cultural units is beneficial because it serves to emphasize transmission and acquisition properties that parallel the study of epidemiology. These properties make salient the sometimes parasitic nature of acquired MEMS, and as a result individuals should be motivated to reflectively acquire MEMS using what he calls a Neurothian bootstrap process. 43 Religion See also, evolutionary psychology of religion. Although social scientists such as Max Weber sought to understand and explain religion in terms of a cultural attribute, Richard Dawkins called for a reanalysis of religion in terms of the evolution of self-replicating ideas apart from any resulting biological advantages they might bestow. As an enthusiastic Darwinian, I have been dissatisfied with explanations that my fellow enthusiasts have offered for human behavior. They have tried to look for biological advantages in various attributes of human civilization. For instance, tribal religion has been seen as a mechanism for solidifying group identity, valuable for a pack-hunting species whose individuals rely on cooperation to catch large and fast prey. Frequently, the evolutionary preconception in terms of which such theories are framed is implicitly group selectionist, but it is possible to rephrase the theories in terms of orthodox gene selection. Richard Dawkins, the selfish gene, argued that the role of key replicator in cultural evolution belongs not to genes but to MEMS replicating thought from person to person by means of imitation. These replicators respond to selective pressures that may or may not affect biological reproduction or survival. 15 In her book The MEM Machine, Susan Blackmore regards religions as particularly tenacious MEMS. Many of the features common to the most widely practiced religions provide built-in advantages in an evolutionary context, she writes. For example, religions that preach of the value of faith over evidence from everyday experience or reason inoculate societies against many of the most basic tools people commonly use to evaluate their ideas. By linking altruism with religious affiliation, religious MEMS can proliferate more quickly because people perceive that they can reap societal as well as personal rewards. The longevity of religious MEMS improves with their documentation in revered religious texts. 20 Aaron Lynch attributed the robustness of religious MEMS and human culture to the fact that such MEMS incorporate multiple modes of MEM transmission. Religious MEMS pass down the generations from parent to child and across a single generation through the MEM exchange of proselytism. Most people will hold the religion taught them by their parents throughout their life. Many religions feature adversarial elements, punishing apostasy, for instance, or demonizing infidels. In Thought Contagion, Lynch identifies the MEMS of transmission in Christianity as especially powerful in scope. Believers view the conversion of non-believers both as a religious duty and as an act of altruism.